Farmers have always been on the front lines of environmental stewardship, but there are a few farms in Wisconsin that really exemplify the cutting edge of sustainable farming practices. One of those farms is Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese in Waterloo, which is located in Jefferson County. And right now, Mark Crave, who is one of the managing partners of the operation, joins me. So, Mark, before we get into sustainable practices and the things you guys are doing on your operation, a lot of folks know your product, but let's talk about the farm itself.
Sure. Well, we have a family-owned dairy enterprise here that consists of a 2,100 cow dairy where we raise our own heifers and farm about 3,000 acres to support the dairy herd. And then in addition to that, we have our own farmstead cheese business that's coming up on about 19 years of operation of converting our farm fresh milk into several different styles of fresh cheese.
All right, good. Thank you for that, Mark, because a lot of people know Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese, but they may not know the story or where you guys are, what you're all about. So anyway, let's shift to sustainability. It's what we're here to talk about today, but more specifically, that anaerobic digester that you have. What can you tell me about that?
Well, the anaerobic digester is a system that's been in place on our farm for about a dozen years now. And of course, one of the main ingredients would be cow manure that goes in through that, but having our own farmstead cheese plant, we also end up putting a lot of whey, liquid whey permeate through that system. And so, of course, after we concentrate the whey, we do sell whey protein concentrate, but what's left is really sugar water. There's a lot of lactose in that, and so the bacteria in the digester like the lactose, and it also allows us to manage to keep the right the right moisture level or the right dry matter level in that system. And so, the latest addition to that really isn't a digester, but the digested manure that comes off, we separate, and we actually have about 3 years ago, we installed a bedding dryer. So we have a biofuel energized bedding dryer where we take the manure solids that are separated out and dry those so they're at the right moisture level to put back under the cows for bedding. With that whole system in place, we're able to produce electricity, we are able to dry bedding, and we're able to produce enough bedding to put under all of our heifers and cows, milk cows, dry cows, about 3,000 freestalls that we bed with that product.
Talk to me about why you keep upping your game, because these are big investments that you're making, but you just keep going up and up. And I just like to know in your mind why you make those decisions and do that.
Yeah, that's a good question, Josh. And I think that's agriculture, right? And it seems like we're always reinvesting. It's a capital intensive industry with cattle, starting with land. Of course, land is expensive, cattle, machinery. There's just a lot of capital involved, and the digester really falls in line with that. And for us, it's multifold. One is it fits within the system of what we're trying to do here without bringing in a lot. We're trying to minimize, the amount of nutrients that we handle, the amount of nutrients that we bring in on truck that end up having to go on our field. And so this system really helps us do that. It's also a good fit for us with our cheese business. We reduce the odor on our dairy, and we also have that extra whey that has to go somewhere. And so for us, it just fits in. It's in the whole loop. And while owning the digester, it's not a get rich quick scheme. Certainly it's not the world's greatest investment, mainly because of the upkeep and maintenance cost on it. But right now it's a part of the wheel. If you think of a wheel with all the spokes, our digester is certainly a spoke in the wheel of how we operate here every day on both sides of the road, our farm and cheese plant.
Well, and I think it's a testament to the idea that, because I doubt that Crave Brothers is closing up shop and leaving town tomorrow.
No, that's the goal is to be around here a long time. And that's an interesting point, Josh, because really, it is a longer-term play. We always like to tell our customers, of course, a lot of our cheese customers don't know much about agriculture, and we always tell them that farmers are really the first recyclers, and we're recycling nutrients in the form of manure that fertilizes our fields, that we grow the crops. That's a closed loop. And so the digester kind of fits right in line with that whole concept, and again, minimizes the amount of trucks coming in and out of the driveway. And so, you know, we figure it's close to about 2,000 semi-tankers a year that we pull off the road in processing our own milk, and then in turn handling that whey and separating the manure for bedding, that we take about 2,000 semis off the road every year.
Between that and then, like you said, not having as strong of an odor, I'm sure your neighbors are probably appreciative of that.
Well, I would think they do. You know, they probably take it for granted. But I know, you know, when some of our other neighbors are applying slurry, you know, we're in the spring of the year and everybody's getting manure out, and we're able to do a lot of that without even, you know, having to call neighbors and say, hey, it might stink, you know, you know, some of that's only a few days at a time, but it certainly is a lot more pleasant, both for us on the farm every day and certainly our neighbors.
Mark Crave is along with us right now. He's a managing partner at Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese in Jefferson County. So, Mark, we've talked about the digester. Is there any other sustainable practices on your farm that you want folks to know about?
Well, yeah, you know, one of the things that, again, we talk about being recyclers, and I think something that's often overlooked by consumers and when there are people out there that are critical of animal agriculture is that the amount of co-products or byproducts that livestock consume in this country every year, and a lot of it's regional, right? In our case, we feed corn gluten feed, wet brewer's grain, cotton seed, oat hulls. We feed a lot of different products that are left over after human food is processed. And I often share with our customers that, you know, everything we eat, there's a peel, a rind, there's something that goes with it. And I know often, you know, plant-based diets are a catchy thing right now. Well, every one of those plants that's processed into fake milk or fake cheese, that had a rind or a husk or something that ends up going somewhere. And oftentimes it's back into some stomach of a livestock or a rumen of a dairy cow. And so we have put a lot of facts and figures together on that, on how many tons of, you know, what else would that happen with that product? Would it end up in a landfill somewhere? That would have a carbon emission. Is that decomposed, right? That would fill up our landfills. So I'm very proud of the amount of recycling that our cows do every day in consuming food waste that otherwise would have no home.
I've asked this question to a few different people, but I'm always curious to hear how different people answer the same question. So, Mark, a lot of the people listening right now are Wisconsin producers, and a lot of times getting into sustainability and making these investments comes down to dollars and cents. What advice do you have to people as far as getting into the game but not spending a lot of money?
I would encourage any producer to look at practices that we're already doing. Oftentimes, I think that we look at a thing like a digester, you know, that's a big ticket item, and we say, oh boy, I don't have money for that. But there's a lot of things that we can do every day that don't require that amount of capital. Recycling bag or bunker plastic is one example. That's something we've done as soon as we were able to make sure that plastic ends up. We challenge our vendors on how they deliver things to us so that we don't have, you know, dumpsters full of waste. There's just a lot of things that we're doing every day that we can do without spending a lot of money, just by, you know, thinking it through and maybe, you know, maybe making a few management changes to clean our place up, to clean up our act a little bit, if you will, and maybe, you know, do a benefit to the environment at the same time.
Well said. That is Mark Crave. He is one of the managing partners of Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese in Waterloo, Wisconsin. That is located in Jefferson County. Earth Day is just a couple of days away, and though there are a great number of farms all around America's Dairyland that are committed to sustainable practices, I think Mark does a really good job of accentuating why they do the things that they do and how any producer really can get involved in sustainable practices without breaking the bank. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Josh Scramlin.